Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Dr. Graham's book, Man of God. But first, here's the message, Facing Your Giants.
Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Let me ask you a question. How many giants are you facing in your life? Of course, I'm not talking about physical giants, but there are giants that threaten us and taunt us, even terrorize us on a daily basis. And many of us are facing fears in our lives, in our homes, our marriages, our jobs. And these fears require courage as a response. And that's really the theme of this message today is courage. Because I want to remind you, as whatever giant you may face, all of us need courage in order to combat the giants of our lives. And I want to remind you that the same God who delivered Israel and who empowered David to defeat the giant of Gath, Goliath, is available to you in order that you might meet the challenges of your life today. That you might defeat the giants of your life. These fearful, fierce tormentors. And I truly believe that more men are afraid than we are willing to admit. And that so often our fears keep us from achieving the success in life that God has planned for us, that keep us from experiencing the victory that is promised to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what I want to show you in this passage as we take a fresh look at this story that most of us have been hearing all of our lives, what I want to show you are some of the principles of victory, if you will, principles of conquest that were true in David's day and are true in our day because the God of David is our God in Christ. And this God is able to deliver us from the hands of any enemy and of any giant. Think with me, first of all, about the challenge of the living God. Now, the story that we have before us in 1 Samuel chapter 17 is really the story of the conflict of the ages. Since Satan rebelled against God at the beginning of time and this battle between good and evil. And this battle rages today. And it's never been clearer, has it, that there is evil that exists in the world and that the battle of the ages is to fight against evil in the world, to fight against the Philistines and to destroy the enemies of God. Now, in verses 1-3, we have the scene that I want to show you. Now, the Philistines gathered their armies together to battle and were gathered at Sococh, which belongs to Judah. And they encamped between Socho and Azekah in Ephes-Damin. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and they were encamped in the valley of Elah and drew up in battle array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side with a valley between them. So this is known then as the Valley of Elah. The size of this challenge against God was an amazing giant. Verse 4, and a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. And he had bronze armor on his legs and a bronze javelin between his shoulders. Now the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and the iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels, and a shield bearer went before him. Well, there was this great giant, the giant of Gath, known as Goliath. Well, just how big was this bad boy? Well, when you read the numbers here, they're difficult to translate over into numbers today, but he was somewhere between 9 feet 6 inches tall and 9 feet 9 inches tall. And this giant was armed to the teeth. His armor weighed somewhere between 150 and 200 pounds. His spear point weighed about 20 pounds, just his spear. So it was a huge challenge. But in verse 8, we find out and we hear the shouts of this giant. What was this giant doing? He stood and he cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, "Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me." All right, here was the big challenge. This giant is shouting at them. He's defying God. He's blaspheming God. He's mocking these Israelites every day. He said, "Why don't we, instead of us fighting as armies, you just send down one man to fight me. We'll just go mano a mano, and it will be a winner take all." And guess what? Nobody was lining up to go down and fight the giant. So in verse 16, we see the seriousness of this challenge. "And the Philistine," that is the giant, "drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening. When Saul and all of Israel heard these words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid." Now let's just stop here for a moment for an application. Because there's some of you that I'm talking to today who are paralyzed by your fears. And you are not getting done what God wants to get done in your life because some giant is threatening you. And you've allowed the fears to consume you. And the fears that meet you every morning and say goodnight to you every evening. You've allowed these fears to dominate your life. So often, we're not champions because we're afraid. So often, we're afraid of failure. Have you ever noticed that so often the worst time for fear in our lives is when we first get up in the morning and that fear is right there to threaten us? And when's the other time the fears are so often there? When we lay down at night and you can't get away from the threats and the challenges, day and night they come. And that's what was happening to the Israelites. This was the challenge to the living God and to the people of God. But second, I want you to notice then the champion of the living God, inner David, the one constant of all champions. Is that they must have heart. Courage is not the absence of fear, it is the mastery of fear. Courage, someone described, is a brave way to be scared. It is to confront those enemies, to confront those giants, even when we are frightened, to face and to deal with the enemies. And to do it with confidence in God. So David is a brave heart. And there are several characteristics of brave hearts in every generation. One is consistency. David was faithful. Even though David was a king in waiting, he kept tending the sheep. He was faithful in the little things. Too often, we want to succeed in the sensational. We want to win big battles and fight great fights, and yet we are unprepared because we have not taken care of business in the little things, in the preparation and the consistency of our lives. David was taking care of the sheep and doing what God had called him to do when no one else was watching. Now, that's a champion.
David was consistent in the small things and not just in the big things. And that's the difference between people who are champions and people who are not. Now look in verses 34 to 37. But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came out and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God." Now, this is skipping down the story just a little bit, but it's making the point of the consistency, of the preparation. It's the principle of preparation if you want to be a champion. Is David swaggering here? Well, no, he's not swaggering. He's not bragging. He is confident in his God and his abilities. Because he said, you know, as a shepherd, I've taken on enemies before. I've taken on these wild animals in protecting the sheep. And many times, I'm sure David had worked on his fighting techniques and the use of that slingshot and so on. He was confident in his God and in his abilities. Your giants may be bigger than you are. You need to know that you are ready because you've been faithful in the little things in your life, and you are ready because you have a God who is greater than any giant in your life.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and his message, Facing Your Giants. Pastor, this month we have a special gift for our listeners who give a gift to PowerPoint. It's your book, Man of God. What can you tell us about this powerful resource?
You know, I have a real passion to see men know and follow Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior. And if I were just speaking to men right now, I would say the greatest thing you can do with your life is to fully follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you guys, you're moral, you're good, you're a good husband, you're a good family guy, you're a good worker, but goodness doesn't get us to heaven. That doesn't make us a man of God, God's man. Jesus does that. I want to encourage you to walk with God like never before. And that's the reason I've written this book, Man of God. I really want you to have this book because it talks about how we as men can truly be men of God. And if that sounds overwhelming, I promise you, it's possible for you. You can be the man, the person that God wants you to be as you walk with Him in the power of the Holy Spirit. So I've written Man of God so that we can live life with purpose and passion in life and make a difference in the world.
Call today and get Dr. Graham's book, Man of God, as our thank you for your gift. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Or text the word PowerPoint to 59789. Now let's get back to today's message, Facing Your Giants.
These Israelites, they didn't want to fight this giant. They were saying, look how much bigger this giant is than we are. David was saying, look how much smaller this giant is than God is. He was confident and full of faith. And it was his faith in God that vanquished his fear. The only way to overcome fear in our life and possess courage is to believe in a God who is able. Look down in verse 45. David goes out to the Philistine. David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and with javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." David was encouraged by his past victories. He was encouraged and confident in the greatness of his God. David knew where his power existed. His power was not in himself. He was confident in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Earlier in the passage, down in verse 39, we won't read it, but you can just look at it there. Saul, who should have been the one fighting this giant, he was the leader of Israel. He was the king of Israel. But Saul, like the rest of them, was afraid, But he offered David his armor. Remember this part of the story? And David was, you know, testing this armor, and he was walking around in this armor, and it was too big. And David said, look, I don't need this armor. God's protection is all the protection I need. There you see his heart. His heart for God. Remember that old song, you gotta have heart? Well, you gotta have heart when you face great giants. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And so he was consistent. And look down in verse 40, we see this conquest of the living God, his instruments in the conquest. He took his staff in his hand and he chose himself five smooth stones from the brook. And in verses 41 to 44, we hear the insults coming of the giant. The Philistine king began drawing near to David. I mean, he's coming right at this young man and the man who bore the shield with him. And he looked at David. Look at verse 42. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. So the Philistine said, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me and I'll give your flesh to the birds in the air, the beasts of the field. But David was not about to be intimidated. David's faith was real. He had consistency and he had courage. The giant was infuriated, and David was ready to take him on. So he didn't allow the intimidation of the giant to destroy or to defeat him. Well, notice the impact of David's life. He took those stones and he took one of them, and as the giant is coming at them, I mean, he's got this thing above his head, you know, and he's whirling it around. And before Goliath even gets his helmet on, and before that dude in front of him can get the shield up, David lets it go. And that stone makes impact and contact, and the giant falls. All 500-600 pounds of him with a thud. Boom! Can you imagine that? Now get this, you know, you got the armies of the Philistines on one side there watching. It's a heavyweight championship of the world, you know. You got the armies of Israel on the other side. Little David runs out there, no armor, just slingshot, wham, 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 boom, boom, this thing. He goes down. David runs to him. Now this was, think about it, this was one of the most dangerous parts of the battle. David then runs to him while the giant is down. For the count, he pulls the giant's sword and severs his head. And the Philistines began to run. Now keep your place there in 1 Samuel 17 and just go over to the book of Acts in verse 13. And here's a little commentary on David that I wanted you to see this morning, which gives you some insight into his heart and to any champion's heart. Acts 13 and verse 22. How do you know you're a man after God's own heart? Here's how you know. And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he, being God, gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart who will do my will. A man after God's own heart is a man who is committed to doing the will of God, no matter the cost, no matter the consequences. And if you're looking for a short sentence to describe why this man was a champion, there it is. David responds to the challenge, and he stands alone, and therefore he stands alone in victories. Champions say, somehow, some way, we are going to get it done. And that's what David did. Why was David so committed to doing the will of God? Because he knew there was a purpose in this. There was a cause in this. And what was the cause? This filthy Philistine was defying the God of Israel. This giant was blaspheming God Almighty. He was humiliating the people of God. And David said, is there not a cause? The cause, you see, is the glory of God. In our generation, are there not giants, enemies of the cross, that threaten and taunt and blaspheme the God of gods? Sure there are. We face them every day. And so often we cower down and we hunker down and we're afraid to meet the big challenges of our times. But I simply ask you guys, is there not a cause? The glory of God is at stake in our generation. And we need men after God's own heart who have a heart for Him to do the will of God, no matter what. Can you imagine what happened to the Israelites when they saw the big bad giant fall down? I mean, this is the same guy that's been coming out 40 days and 40 nights saying, fee, fi, fo, fum, I spell the blood of a Jewish man. And now he goes down. It was an impossible thing. God won this victory through a teenage boy with some stones and a slingshot and a borrowed sword. Why? To demonstrate for all of us that it's not great talent or great education or great physical strength, that it's not our ability, not our expertise, not our human wisdom that will win the day, but God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. I mean, if the Israelites had a 9-foot giant to send out against the Philistines' giant, and Israel's giant beat the Philistine giant, no big deal. A fair fight, a big fall, and it was over. But when God uses a little teenage boy and a stone, guess who gets all the glory? God gets the glory. And guess who gets the glory when we fight in the power of Jesus Christ, knowing that we can't, but He can. Being prepared, being fully committed, but at the same time knowing that we are weak and it is in our weakness that He is made strong. Now, in closing then, what does this old story, this great old story, mean to me? We can all face the giants of life with confidence and faith in Christ. To live a Christian life, to raise a family in a generation that is tough, to raise kids that are godly and wholesome, to be faithful to Christ and to the church, to be consistent in our witness. There are giants. But we confront the giants. And when we do, we can defeat the giants.
You are listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and today's message, Facing Your Giants. Today's culture has so distorted the concept of masculinity that some even reject it as toxic. But our world doesn't need less manly men. We need more men of God, men who love Jesus, make loving husbands and fathers, and lead as servants. We'd like to help you uncover what God says about true masculinity by sending you Dr. Graham's book, Man of God. You'll gain biblical insight into how you or the men in your life can live with purpose and passion, putting Christ first and living radically for Him. Man of God is our thanks for your gift to help proclaim God's word through PowerPoint. So request your copy when you call today. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text PowerPoint to 59789.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website, again, is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
It was a great demonstration of what God can do through a man totally committed to fight for God's honor, no matter what the cost. It was also a turning point in the lives of so many Israelite soldiers who had been terrified for days by the taunting and the tormenting of this Philistine giant. Seeing David's courage and God's supernatural power turned them back into men, back into real soldiers, back into defenders of the glory of God. So today, perhaps as never before in our time, God is looking for champions. He's looking for people just like you to trust him and to face up and to face off the giants in your life. Don't let any fear keep you from being the person God has saved you to be. Now, I know that you may be facing some very big giants in your life, huge giants that have made you fearful, and maybe you have given up hope of ever winning the battle. Well, let me tell you something. The biggest giant ever is the one called death, D-E-A-T-H. And when Jesus cried out, "It is finished," and when Jesus came out of that grave, that big, ferocious giant of death was defeated forever. Because of Jesus Christ, you can have eternal life, and it can begin right now by trusting him, receiving him as your Lord and your Savior. And if God would defeat that giant for you, the ultimate terrorist, just imagine what he can do with the other giants that you're facing. Take courage, my friend. Be strong and bold in the Lord. Trust in Almighty God. You are more than a conqueror through him who loves you, and then begin watching the giants of your life fall.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's book, Man of God, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 59789. On the next PowerPoint, Dr. Graham brings a message about what friendship really means and why it's important. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.